What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what a narcissist really like behind closed doors. Oof. Y'all know that. Y'all know I'm about to go into detail about that. But first of all, y'all, bear with me here 1 second. The kids book is out on Amazon. Remember, it's not your fault. It's now available on Amazon right now. So check it out right here. Remember, it's not your fault. To help kids understand that they don't control the circumstances that they are born into. You know, check it out on Amazon. Search Lee Hammack. Remember, and it pops up. Remember, it's not your fault. Oh, I'm excited about that. I'm super excited. but yes.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, what are narcissists like behind closed doors? I know a lot of people have a lot of varying perspectives on this right here. But just for me, from the mind of a diagnosed narcissist, which I am, is this part right here. It's just like, narcissists are mostly their real self behind closed doors. When they are at home with you, is when the narcissist is really, truly, themselves. This is who, like, y'all, I know you see them outside doing different things. I know you see them outside behaving differently, treating other people differently, being nice, being nicer to other people, maybe having a good reputation in the community, doing all of this good stuff. But behind closed doors, they treat you badly. They treat you like you're the scum of the earth. They treat you like you are worth less than everybody else in the world. It's because this is their safe zone, y'all. Narcissists are their true selves, who they are the most. If you were to break down a narcissist's true character, they are mostly themselves when they are at home with you. This is who they are. And most people never, ever really, truly know the narcissist. Like, even if you are the person behind closed doors or the people behind closed doors that are getting treated badly, you don't even get the full version of it because it's a wild dynamic, y'all, because narcissistic people like to mask. They like to put on the mask and be out there in public, but it's like they take the mask off when they come home and they become who they actually are. This is them. Not the person that you see out there treating everybody else good and then they come home and yell and scream at you. Not the person that's looking at you across the room at an event or a party and you know that you can tell by their body language that they're going to yell and scream at you at home or they're going to give you the silent treatment or they're going to make you, they're going to put you down and make you feel worth less than what you are. You know, like, you see that person. That's not, like, you know who they are. That's why they treat you the worst. When you get home with a narcissist behind closed doors, this is why they treat you badly, because you know who I am. And I don't like that. That narcissistic person doesn't like that. Narcissists have limited emotional capacity. And this is just my perspective right here, y'all. Limited emotional capacity, which means we have emotion. We have the capacity for emotions. We do. We have the whole range of emotions. But we don't have a lot of room for everybody else's emotions. That's where the problems come into play right there. We don't have a lot of room for everybody else's emotions. We don't have a lot going on for everybody else's stuff. You know what I mean? So when they are out there in the real world, putting that mask on, being somebody that they are not, takes up emotional energy, waste emotional energy, putting on a front for the world, right? They waste emotional energy, putting on a front for the world. But there's always a but, right? Big old but. They waste a lot of time putting on a front from everybody else. So when they come home, like, the energy is gone. The emotional reserves are gone. Now I don't have to put on the front. I can be me at home. And you know who they are. Like, and that's the troubling part with a lot of people, because when you are dealing with a narcissistic person, right, and you get the worst version of them, sometimes you see them treating, well, a lot of times you see them treating everybody else better. You see them giving emotional energy better. You see them lending money to their friend that's down and out on their luck. But then they get mad at you for buying a bag of Doritos because of inflation. That bag of Doritos used to be 25 cents when I was growing up. You gonna waste 50 cents on it? The same bag. They just gave $1,000 to their friend to invest in some weird business, you know, and their friend never pays them back. But you better pay them back. You know what I mean? But that's part of the dynamic. That's part of y'all. Who they are behind closed doors is who they really are.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Who they really are, and it's frustrating for the people who've been behind closed doors with them. You know, it's frustrating for the people who've been behind those doors, and then you come out, you get out from behind closed doors. Like, it's like you can see them put the mask on. Like, they'll be yelling and screaming at you, and then the police come to the door, or somebody knock on the door, and then they'll just start smiling or look at the person differently. They're like, "Shut the hell up! Shut up! Doom 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 doom. See, you got somebody come over here. Hey, what's going on? Oh, yelling? No. I was watching football. I get passionate over here. Yeah. I'll see you later. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Hey, if anything, thanks for checking on me. So if something does happen, I can always thank you. I can always think that you're going to be here for me. You run over and knock on the door, won't you? Peace out. All right, man. See you later. Then they switch right back into mode, blaming you for that person coming over there, right back to being evil and things of that nature. Y'all, this happens all the time, and this is y'all know I'm not making this up. Y'all see it, you live it. That's why you're watching this video. You know who, like I said, you know it. You know that, you know the space that you're in. You know who you're dealing with at the end of the day, and that's why, like, when you're dealing with a toxic, narcissistic, just evil person, a lot of them do act have that evil person, y'all. Well, Lee, how we get them to treat us better behind closed doors, y'all? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And my answer is, you really can't. They're going to, like, if they've been doing the same thing. So let me rephrase this. I'm not going to say you really can't. I'm going to say it's extremely difficult for somebody who's been treating you the same way for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years to change their behaviors now, because they think you're accepting of it. It's easier to get somebody to treat you differently earlier on than it is for somebody who's, like, planted roots in this relationship and has been in this relationship for a long time. You know what I mean? It's easier to try to change those behaviors earlier on, because earlier on, if you start setting boundaries, you can set boundaries now, but you have to be careful with setting boundaries and saying no and not tolerating things and not, you don't have to attend every argument that you're invited to, you know? So, like I said, you don't have to attend every single argument that you're invited to. So when you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people, they do things like that to just drive. They're trying to pick arguments on purpose because they're angry at work. Because they're angry. Something happened to them at work, they'll come home and pick an argument with you. Something bad happened to them at school, they'll come home and pick an argument with you. You see what I'm saying? It's not, if you're the spouse or partner of this narcissist, It's not just you. The kids get it too. The kids get it as well, y'all. And a lot of times the kids pick up on it a lot sooner in life, which is, you know, I don't even say it's wild, but kids pick up on it a lot sooner and they start protecting themselves a lot earlier, you know. But if you've been in it for a while, you've been in it 10, 15, 20 years, y'all, it's hard for you. It's extremely hard for you to try to change somebody's behaviors that they feel like you've been tolerating for a long time. What's the issue now? What's the problem now? I thought we were cool. I thought things were going all right. Why are you trying to change? You must have somebody else. Who you messing with now? Who you talking to now? They'll accuse, like, if you try to change your behaviors or tell them no, they'll accuse you of cheating on them. That's the easy part of it. That's the easy thing with it right there. That's the easiest thing. So it's just like in this space right here, dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, y'all, you have to be able to keep moving forward in this space with them. Like, you have to be able to set boundaries to curtail some of those toxic behaviors. You know, of course, use discretion, because some people will put their hands on you. Some people will hurt you and harm you. Some people will do damage to you. Of course, use discretion when this type of stuff is going on, right? Of course, use this type of discretion. But you can say no, y'all. You don't have to say no. You don't have to say yes to every single thing. You can set boundaries. You can say, hey, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not going to talk to you when you're. I'm not going to talk to you when you're yelling and screaming. I'm not going to entertain this. I'm not going to deal with the silence. I'm just going to leave. This type of stuff right here, set boundaries. Because behind closed doors is where your power lies at too. I mean, you don't want to embarrass them in public and then come home, because that's probably one of the worst things you can do. If you embarrass them in public, it's like, why don't you act like this behind closed doors? Buckle your safety belts up, y'all, because you might be in for a wild, wild rodeo in these types of situations. So protect your peace and protect yourself, y'all. Behind closed doors, that's who they really are. Behind closed doors, this is who they really are. This is the most authentic version of them that you are going to get. And they're not always mean behind closed doors, of course, y'all. Every day is a different day. You don't. And that's part of the dynamic, the dilemma of dealing with a narcissist. You never know what version of the person you're going to get. You never know what version of this person is going to show up and do this and do that. You never know what version of the person is going to come in the front door or come in the back door or the side door, get on the elevator. You don't know what version of the person is opening up the garage door. You see? Anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Make sure y'all hop over to Amazon. Like I said, it's called Remember, It's Not Your Fault. It's the kids, but you read it to your kids. If your kids are old enough to read it to themselves, that's cool. But it's like from, you know, you can read it to your babies and whatnot. But, you know, I would say about to 8 years old. It's from kids to eight. You can check out Lee Hammack Remember Book, or Remember, It's Not Your Fault. You'll see it right here. It's a little symbol right here. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.